because I want these discussions of how we go about reclaiming our human energy to be useful, I've found myself targeted and punished with EMF, electromagnetic force weapons, for my publication and trumpeting, to the best of my ability, of our process of thinking this challenge through. I have incorporated, and it took a while for me to, and I understand why others may not have, even when they put it together, because that's the other thing. It took literally years to put it together, and perhaps only because I was trying to, it's what I thought, escape it in my car, and finding it followed me everywhere. So it takes a long time, and most don't survive it, I assume, or just drop out. So I have felt a big sense of responsibility to, regardless of the consequences, in the sense of it being used to discredit me, to go ahead and tell the truth. There's absolutely no doubt. And if not for the evidence of it following me around, the amazing numbers of folk they've put to help with the targeting of me is further confirmation if I needed it. So I have incorporated this experience of being punished with electromagnetic force weapons, and I'm spelling it out now because I had somebody ask me what that meant, EMF. So I've incorporated that experience into our analysis and discussions, because if it's happening to me, it has happened, is happening, and will continue to happen to many, many others, unless we talk about it and make it a practice for power that is no longer tenable, for the reason that they cannot run the risk of widespread delegitimization. The fact that some huge sum has been sunk into the development and marketing and sale of these weapons to global statesmen and their functionaries of every stripe of authoritarian ideology, because it has seemed, obviously, because it hasn't, I haven't heard it discussed. I've heard it discussed as a military tactic on naval vessels using electromagnetic force weapons, but I haven't heard it discussed as a tactic, as weapons against individuals used to kill people, assassination. This I have not heard discussed. If it were, the logical conclusion would then follow that it is being used, because they never wait for permission. Those rules and regs and laws exist for us, not for the global statesmen. It's obvious they have been used, and then the obvious next conclusion is it ends dissent if they can systematically, one by one, pick people off who are raising their voices to advocate for a different future. And the way to get there, a one-day global general strike. A one-day global general strike. And we will see our power and see that it is us who does us, we who do everything, who run the world, our hands, our brains, our love, our spirit. And once we see that, we don't go back. That's why there is such a ferocious response to what I've been doing here over the years. And I've never said this, but I'm going to thank you. There's a DJ, UConn Hannibal. I was hawking books, and I had to run into him a couple times before it sank in. You know, first time he mentioned Berkeley Liberation Radio. I said, okay, yeah, right. Pirate radio, okay. And the universe has a way of putting things back in our path that we need to see. They put him back in my path. This time I heard. So thank you, sir, Mr. UConn Hannibal, for bringing me into Berkeley Liberation Radio. It is funny how that tactic of hawking books changed my life in so many ways. So many ways. And I hope you weren't punished for that, UConn. Perhaps they didn't know. Perhaps I just should have shut my mouth. Sorry. But I always think of things after the fact. Brain doesn't never think fast enough. It's just, I don't know what it is. So the fact, so again, when we give it a little bit of thought, the fact that it has been such a successful tactic in one by one, weeding out, because this has been their strategy for, you know, millennia, since Plato dropped in their brains this notion of breeding and systematically culling the, you know, the recalcitrant, the disobedient brutes out of the herd, so you can cultivate a herd of obedient beasts, which is, you know, how they are brought up to think about their brothers and sisters who do the work, so that in their minds, they can do the thinking. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, by delving into the contribution to power of Jeremy Bentham.